This morning, I'm going to preach the Word of God, and I promise you, I will preach short. Because I always believe that if a missionary preaches short, he will always get support. But you already support me, so that's another story. But really... I'm thankful, and I thank God for this opportunity. I always enjoy coming here. I thank God for you as a church. You're very receptive. You're very kind to missionaries, and I remember the very first day. I came to this church. I just walked up the door, and I saw one of your members, and I already felt welcome. And I'm pretty sure I felt that this church is a good church. They are missionary-minded church. They love missionaries. So thank God for you. Let me just share one verse this morning. And that's what we will study in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. In your Bibles, the Bible says here in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak anymore in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." This is Jeremiah, very discouraged in the ministry, and he said, "I will not mention the word of God anymore. I will not preach the word of God anymore." That's how discouraged Jeremiah was. You see, what's happening today, many Christians are discouraged. You know, they quit attending church. You see, a lot of Christians are going through discouragement and they quit serving God. Now, let us see and study what Jeremiah felt here. Jeremiah, verse 7, he said, "Thou hast deceived me." He felt deceived. He felt that God was not on his side. He thought God was on his side, but he felt God was not on his side. He felt that the word of God got him into more troubles. Can you imagine? You know, you believe God, you speak the word of God, but then that word that you speak got you in trouble. That's how Jeremiah felt. He was in trouble because of the word of God. And many of us Christians get in trouble because of that. Many people get angry when we share the gospel. You know? Jeremiah said, in verse 7, "I was in derision daily." Derision. He was the object of ridicule and scorn. He was not appreciated. He did the will of God, but nobody appreciated him. I believe many felt that. You are doing God's will, but no one appreciated it. No one sees it. You see, that's what Jeremiah felt. And then he said in verse 8, "Because of the word of the Lord, because of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily." He became a reproach. Meaning, People laugh at him, people mock him, everybody was talking against him, and people not listening to him. These days, you know, a lot of people are no longer listening to the Word of God. They don't like to hear anything about the Word of God. I tried to share the gospel to one person one time, and when I went into their house, I saw a Bible in their living room, and I said, "Oh, you have a Bible. Do you read it?" And she said, "Yes, I read it. But do you know, have you read about salvation?" And she said, "Stop it, Sam. Stop it. We're friends. But you need to stop it right there. I know where this, you know, I know where this is going." And I just stopped because she wouldn't let me. You see, people don't like to listen anymore to the Word of God. Have you felt that sometime? I believe many are discouraged because of that. We are discouraged. And we are discouraged to go on serving the Lord. We are discouraged. We don't want to go to church anymore because of those people not listening. But you see, Jeremiah felt the same thing. And he was getting ready to throw in the towel and give up everything. Give up the work of God. Give up the ministry. But you see, we can see three reasons why he continued serving the Lord. I would like to share these three things that Jeremiah saw in these verses. Three reasons why we don't quit. Three reasons why you Christians should not quit in serving the Lord. Three reasons why we should not quit worshiping and coming to church and inviting people. There are three reasons. Number one reason, that Jeremiah saw, he said in verse 9, he said, "I will not make mention of him nor speak anymore in his name." And then he said, "But his word was in mine heart like a burning fire." See, there is one reason, number one reason why we should not quit serving the Lord. Why we should not quit coming to church, because of the message that is in us. You see, when we got saved, the Lord put a message in our hearts that we should share to others. That is the gospel, the message of salvation. And that message should come out from us. You know, it should come out in our mouth, in our words. That message should come out in our actions. In the way we walk, daily walk in this life. It should come out in our actions, in the way we speak, in the way we do things, in the way we live. You see, that message should be seen in us, the message of salvation. I believe that this message that the Lord put in us is a very simple message. Very simple. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." You see, it's very simple. One should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and he will be saved. So it's a simple message. You just have to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very simple. In Acts chapter 16, verse 31, the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." Believe, that's a simple message. It's a very simple, four-year-old can understand it. It's so easy to believe. It's so easy to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so easy to be saved. And that is the message we should share. See, we Christians, if you are saved, you should have a message to share. The way you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, it's easy to share. And the Lord said in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Just call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. If you are not saved today, just ask the Lord to save you. Just call upon Him. "Lord, save me. I confess. I forgive me of my sins. I know I'm a sinner." And that's just the message that we just have to share. You see, it's like the message according to Jeremiah. He could not forbear. He cannot hold it. He wants to hold it. He wants to quit, but he cannot. So it's like a bullet in a gun where the trigger is pulled. The trigger is pulled and that bullet should come out. You cannot hold it. You see, just like us Christians, we have a message in our heart that we need to share. A message, it's very simple message, and not only a very simple message, and it is a very satisfying message. We have a song we sing, "Only Jesus Can Satisfy." See, people look around for something to satisfy themselves, but they are never satisfied. But only Jesus can satisfy. And when a person receives the Lord Jesus Christ, there, he will be satisfied. He will be filled. See, the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His Son. He gave His only Son." You know, that gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only thing that will satisfy a soul. The only thing that satisfy our soul. The only thing that we need is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that's why the Lord knows what we need. Jesus, He satisfies. It's satisfying because what the Bible says is that God gave His only Son to us. He gave His Son to die on the cross on my behalf. You see, it's satisfying because He was my substitute. I should be the one to die in that hell. I should be the one that should be punished in that hell, but He took my punishment. He became my substitute. And therefore, it was satisfying because He took my situation. He took my punishment. He took my hell, and I was saved. You see, it's satisfying not only because He was my substitute, but He was my propitiation, meaning He appeased the wrath of God. And God's wrath was appeased, and now I don't have to taste the wrath of God. I don't have to go through the judgment of God because the judgment was appeased. The judgment was satisfied. The payment was complete. He paid it all. Every penny was paid. And I'm debt free. And my sins are all gone. And I am saved. And I am a child of God. You see, He has peace. And that's why the message is simple and also satisfying message. And that message should not let us quit. We should not quit because of that message that we have in our heart. People are dying, they are going to hell, and the people around us need that message. And number two reason why we should not quit serving the Lord is the master with us. Look at verse 11 in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 11. The Bible says, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one." You see, Jeremiah saw reasons why he should not quit. He saw the message of God in his heart. that he needs to share it. And then number two, he saw the master with him. You see, we should not quit because the master is with us. He promised he will be with us up to the end of the world. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, and the Bible says, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the earth." You see, it is a promise. Churches are shaken today. The devil is shaking the churches, and many Christians are falling away. Many Christians are going away from the Lord. They are quitting the ministry. They are quitting serving the Lord. But you see, we should not quit. We should not allow the devil to shake us and turn us away from serving the Lord, because the Lord said, "I will, lo, I am with you always." He's always with us. He's here with us now. And in dark times of our life, He'll be with us. In difficult situations in our life, He'll be with us. That's a promise. He will never leave us alone. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is a promise from the Lord. And He will be with us. He is our good master. He is a dependable master. That is our Lord. He is dependable. And His word will always be true. And look at this master, our master, the Lord Jesus Christ. He stood for us. And we ought to be standing for Him right now. We need to stand for Him and with Him. And let us serve Him. And as I told you, I just preached short. Number one reason why we need not to quit. Why we need to continue serving the Lord. Number one is because of the message in us. Number two is the master with us. And lastly, the mission that we have in verse 13. Jeremiah 20, verse 13, the Bible says, "Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for He hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of the evildoer." You see, we are in the business of souls. That's our business as a church. I thank God that this church loves missionaries. And that means you love souls. You like to see souls get saved. And that's the most important thing. We have a mission to accomplish on this earth. We are living for souls. We are praying that they would be saved. Souls are our mission. Souls are dying and they're going to hell, and they need the gospel. They need the gospel, and we need to give them the gospel. We have a mission. We have a mission to tell them about the Savior. You know, we are all missionary in some ways. I'm a missionary to my own people in the Philippines, and you are a missionary. God will use you to other people in this area, in other parts, and God will use you as a missionary to your relatives and friends and loved ones. You see, we are all missionaries. And our mission is for souls to be saved. They need to be saved. They need the gospel. And I believe this is not the time to stop missions. This is not the time to quit serving God. You see, this is not the time. Prices may be going up. And the economy may be going down. And life is getting harder. McDonald's is getting more expensive. But it's not time to quit the ministry. It's not time to quit praying for souls to be saved. It's not time to stop missions because there's just not enough money. You see, it's not time. I believe the harder this time is going, I believe that we need to continue continue the mission that the Lord gave us, souls. We need to continue loving souls, praying for them to be saved. You know, it's not time to give up. I have this rope here with me. I brought this from the Philippines. It's a rope. This is not a rope for my neck. No, when my wife died, I had this rope, but it's not for me to hang myself. No, it's just a reminder that somebody is helping me. Somebody at the end of this rope is helping me, praying for my family, praying for our ministry, and they're holding on, and they're trying to help, and it's a blessing. Would you please come and hold this on one end for me? Please come over here, Miss. You or some others may help hold the rope, please. Can you please hold on to this rope too on that end right there? Please hold on to it. You see, as a missionary in the Philippines, and I was there alone. My two kids were here in the States. You know what kept me going? I know that someone out there at the other end of the rope, not letting go, trying to pray for me and helping me in many ways. You were a part of that. You were on that rope, holding on that rope. And you know you're helping someone on the other end of that rope. You see, you've helped us a lot, and thank you very much. But we as Christians, we are holding a line. And someone on the other end of the line are souls that need help. And they are, we are their only hope. We are their only hope. And if we let go of the rope, we let go of that line, those souls on the other side would perish. And so as Christians, we should hold on tight on the line, because somebody needs help on the other hand, on the other end. Our mission in this life as we serve the Lord is souls. I hope that you continue what you're doing as a church, continue to help missionaries, continue to help souls get saved. And the Lord will bless you. You are doing God's will. I hope that you will not quit. It's not time to quit. You see, thank you very much. You can let go of the rope, because I need it. I need this rope. Thank you very much. It's not time to quit, church. The Lord is coming soon. That's not very far away. I believe the Lord is coming soon. And there are few souls that need to be saved. And just like what we were talking with the prize last night with Tom and Mary, they said after the last soul gets saved, the Lord Jesus Christ will return. And so until the Lord returns, let's keep on serving the Lord. Let's hold on to that line, and we can help someone on the other side of that line.